We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. One of our favorite times is 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning where we get to talk to the most popular Eagle and one of the greatest of all time, center Jason Kelce, who is on line with us. Hi, Jason.
Angel, how we doing?
Jason, this is such a weird thing to start an interview with, but I got to ask you, is it true that you have a turtle living in your toilet?
It was true yesterday, yes. Elliot pointed it out, and true, that bastard from Austin Powers.
Yeah.
There were turtles poking out. Yep.
We actually have a little audio of this that they tweeted out. Here's his little daughter.
A turtle.
You made a turtle?
Yeah.
That is awesome. So we got that nice story. And now we got another family thing I got to run by you, Jason, just to get updated. Did you get mad at Travis on your podcast this week? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. It was a good thing it was being done over Zoom or online, because if we were in person, it might resulted in a scuffle for sure.
He was trolling you about a bad play?
He was trolling me about the snap against, Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah. And what was he saying?
Well, he was just saying, what happened with the snap. And then I was like, it's just a bad snap. Got to get that cleaned up, he said, did this excuse train thing. And I don't know why, but I wanted to just plunge him right in the face. I don't know what. I'm fired up. But yeah, it's all right. It always comes around, and we've been having a lot of fun for the most part.
Wow, this is awesome. So, but you guys fought when you were kids, right, Jason? You must have roughed it up from time to time.
Very much, yeah. We fought often and hard. It was a great childhood. It really was. And my mom certainly had her hands full with all the things that were being broken around the house and the fights and everything to break up. My dad, too. But, it always made us closer for whatever reason. Every time after we were done fighting, we loved each other more. I don't know how that works. But
all right. I want to tell all the people listening right now, if you have two boys and they're fighting young, they could both become big stars in the NFL and make tons of money. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes it works out great, Jason. You know that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the game, because we saw something we had never seen in the history of the Eagles. Your quarterback, Jalen Hurts, racked up 103 yards in the first quarter on the ground. What was that like from your vantage point?
It was impressive, obviously. Jalen is such a dynamic player. He can do it in the air, do it on the ground, but over 100 yards rushing in one half, it felt like we were pretty unstoppable in that first half for the most part. Every time we got the ball, we were marching down the field. Whenever the run game's working like that, you really just feel good about how the entire game plan's going, how the entire team's doing. Everybody's getting their blocks, and then Jalen was outrunning guys. At one point, he looked so tired, I was like, we might want to calm that down with some of these rooms. We got to few more quarters left, but he didn't complain once, that's for sure.
Well, that's what he is. There was Jordan Mailata was telling a story the other day about he had given up two sacks against Houston, And he went to the sideline, and Hurts went up to him, Jason, and he just held his hand out and shook his hand to support him. He's not yelling at guys when there's a bad play, right? How's he reacting to adversity in the huddle?
He is very calm, cool, collected. You know, if he was born in the Jazz era, he'd probably be like Miles Davis. He is confident, but quiet and calm. At all times, you know that he thinks he's the best player on the field, but at the same time, he's breeding confidence into his teammates, and he knows that he feels like you're about to go out there and be successful. Sometimes he'll say stuff, but most of the time, man, he's just got this great aura about him and feel for the game that I think lends itself to being a great leader.
It's awesome. Now, one thing Nick Sirianni said is that, as he's gotten more comfortable in the game, he's offering some more input during games into play calling and things of that nature. I'm guessing you have some say in that too, don't you, Jason? You're a veteran who knows the game. Do you ever offer ideas on the sidelines to what you guys should be doing?
Yeah, absolutely. And usually that starts with Jeff Stoutland. You know, he and I, from the moment the first drive ends, are talking about things. And sometimes we're talking about different techniques. Sometimes we're talking about something that they hit us with that we weren't prepared for because they're doing something new. Sometimes we're talking about getting to certain runs that are advantageous. I am an older player, and I have realized that sometimes offering advice is not the best thing in the world. only offer the stuff up when it's really, really good. Because I've been there before where I'm like, hey, we need to be doing this, and then we start doing it, and then it doesn't work. And you're like, all right, I should probably just shut the hell up and let these coaches figure it out.
But these guys are receptive to it, right, Jason? It sounds like these guys are open-minded enough to hear what their players are saying and incorporate it into what they're calling.
For sure. I mean, you got to be the right guy. Obviously, Jalen has played enough, and he's a quarterback, so they're going to listen. I've played a long time. They're not going to listen to somebody who's getting their first start they've ever had necessarily as intently. But they're very receptive coaches. Even if they don't agree with you, they're going to hear you out. That's part of, I think, Nick's philosophy and certainly part of Jeff Stoutland's philosophy.
It's excellent. The Titans, they are a very good team with a lot of different facets to it. What's it like facing their defense, Jason? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, they're great across the board. They're well coached. Mike Vrabel's been the head coach for these guys for a while, and they've been very successful under them. They were the best team in the regular season just a year ago. They're a very complementary football team. They have an outstanding defense that can shut down the run and really shut down offenses in general. They have great players on defense, and on offense they have a great running back, probably the best running back over the last 5-6 years, as well as an offense that suits him. So, they do things very, very well and play off of each other very well. They have a defense that can get offenses off the field, and they have an offense that can stay on the field and take up time of possession. This is a team that's won a lot of games for a lot of reasons. And, we got our hands full this week. This is a very tough matchup. And these are teams that, we've struggled with in the past, quite frankly. I think if you look at teams that have made it close or beaten us, these are teams that have run the ball and controlled the clock. And offensively, we haven't executed with our opportunities the way we needed to. So, I think that it's a good test for us, we're looking forward to it.
All right, one last thing. I was talking about Christmas lists because I thought it would be a good investment to get a Jalen Hurts jersey since he's 24. Are your kids old enough to have Jason Kelce jerseys yet, Jason?
They don't have Jason Kelce jerseys, but they have Jason Kelce shirts. I don't know where my wife got those.
Okay. And no, I wouldn't think she'd have to pay for them. It's her father. What would you say if they asked for a Travis Kelce jersey?
I'd say get in line. That's what everybody wants these days.
Jason, nothing but continued success. I love that video of your daughter. It's fantastic. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Angela.
Right. And that's great when they share that, Alan. She is, is that girl cute? Oh, you got to get it. We should tweet that out, too, so people get to see it, or retweet.
So the question is, who's videoing their kid on the potty?
I don't know. I don't ask those questions. You are. That's why, Al, he's an investigative reporter, and I just
those
do radio.
Those are the hard questions that need to be answered.
I'm not asking that question. I got a problem on my board right now, and I'm going to deal with it. There's a guy, Al, from our area who is a fan of the Tennessee Titans.
Wow, that's
how
weird.
Is that possible? Hakeem's on the line. Hi, Hakeem.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
What's all this about? You're rooting for Tennessee?
Of course, Derrick Henry.
All right, but you live here, right?
Yes, I live in Philadelphia, yes.
Miles Sanders, Jalen Hurts, hello?
Do you ever compare them to Derrick Henry, who's about to run for 168 yards on Sunday?
Oh, 168 yards? He only had
168 yards going on Sunday.
He had 38 yards last game. Now he's going to have 168?
Yeah, 168. I'm about to say, y'all know Derrick Henry, every time he runs the ball 25 more times or more, we're undefeated. The Titans are undefeated if he runs the ball 25 times or more.
Well, then
the
they
Bengals
should probably
just
do
got
that every
in
year.
The backfield.
All right, so Hakeem, hold on. Wait a minute. How long have you been a Titans fan?
Since 2000, since I've seen Aaron McNair.
All right, so McNair got you into it. It wasn't Henry. He was a baby then. And you're saying to me that now you love them. Even during the year when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, you were rooting for the Titans?
Of course.
Did you feel stupid?
You know what? I don't feel bad. I didn't feel bad. I just was like, next year is our year. Next year is our year. And last year should have been our year. We
All right, but none of those years were your year either because you didn't win squat so far. You got nothing.
We haven't won nothing, but I promise you on Sunday we'll win something.
All right, so you're guaranteeing a Titans victory over the Eagles.
Mom, can I just tell you why? The Eagles aren't physical enough. Y'all haven't faced no physical teams but the Cowboys this year. We're probably going to be the most physical team y'all play this year and most disciplined. We're not going to commit as many turnovers as all the other teams y'all went against. We don't make that many mistakes, and that's just great coaching by Mike Vrabel.
Hold on a minute. Then why are you 7-4 and we're 10-1?
Y'all 10-1 first game of the season. Tannehill was his first game. He didn't play preseason. He didn't practice throughout the whole offseason. He was injured, so that was his first game. We lost to the Giants, who we don't even know if y'all can beat yet. Then we lost to the best two teams in the NFL, the Bills and the Chiefs, who the Eagles clearly can't beat because they were the number one in the power rankings when y'all were undefeated. They were still number one in the power rankings and the Eagles were undefeated, the Bills and the Chiefs. And that makes no sense to me.
So
how are y'all the best team in the league and y'all not number one?
Are you you have no friends. Is that right, Hakeem? No one likes you.
I got Eagle fans as friends.
No, I don't think they like you. Deep down, they don't care for you.
Sometimes I don't think so neither. But on Sunday,
all right, Hakeem, I'm giving tickets away. Do you want a shot?
Yes, I want a shot.
Not a chance.
Oh, man, come on.
Not on your life. Because I don't trust the judge today, Marcus freaking Hayes.
What about Eddie George, Steve McNair?
No. Let me tell you something right now. If you brought a Titans fan into the NovaCare luxury box, first of all, Ray Pinacci would have him evicted. Ray does not like non-Eagle fans in that box.
I was actually thinking about Ray and the face he would make.
No, it's bad.
If Hakeem walked in his Eddie George jersey.
Oh!
I was a big McNair fan, though.
Oh, you were.
I mean, especially in college, that was a show.
He might be the most underrated NFL player in history.
215-592-9490. Tons of show left. We come back. Is there a little unfinished business for a former Titan? You may recall the name. He used to play well here till last month. A.J. Brown. It's time for him to come back. WIP Sports Time 860.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back at 8:23. Ava Graham's here with our end of our first question and the start of our second.
Yes, and it is brought to you by Armin Chevrolet, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. Find new roads to Armin Chevrolet closer than you think. What is the best holiday gift for a 12-year-old? 29% iPhone.
Wow.
26% Hertz jersey.
Oh, so keep that going. We might win that.
Yeah, 25% video game and 20% sports equipment. Now, this next question kind of inspired our contest today where you can win a pair of tickets in the NovaCare suite to see the Eagles and the Titans on Sunday. Which is a better option when you meet a star player in person? Autograph or photo?
Now, I'm going to go to Al Morgani here because he is a Hall of Famer, and he was recently put in. And Al, people, I'm sure now, your autograph has greater value.
Huh?
It has a significant monetary value because
really?
You're in a Hockey Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
That is, so here's what I know. What did when you were on that, when you went to Toronto, right?
Yeah.
Did more people want you, your photograph or your autograph?
Oh, they want an autograph, but only because these people, I don't understand this. They want everybody in the Hall of Fame's autograph, no matter what department.
Oh, all of them.
So they have a collection. Yeah. Gotcha.
So it would be me and Billy Cement. They want both autographs, and then they put it on a. They'd have you say, "Can you sign here? Can you sign here?" And this goes back years.
Oh, so you're
it's
doing
really
a
weird.
Lot of that now.
No, just for those people that were in Toronto. No, it doesn't. Nobody here wants you.
No.
Here, you're just a local jackass.
I have seen you signing these at the Borgata.
Well,
you are now a hot commodity in the autograph market.
Those are traffic citations.
Well, Angelo, but in your experience, when you were the captain, honorary captain at the Eagles game, you said to me you probably signed 20 autographs but took over 100 pictures.
Very true.
And I think a picture
holds more. But here's the problem. There was a jackass DJ guy a few years ago.
Oh, God.
And he was taking a photo with Taylor Swift.
Oh, yes. I remember, yep.
And he grabbed her rear end.
Well, yeah.
And she went to court with him, right? So now, Al, if I'm taking a photo with Marcus Hayes, he gets the arm and the whole deal. Because Marcus Hayes is not concerned.
And he doesn't have a cute rear end, so you wouldn't grab it.
No, it says you.
If it's a woman now, Al, most women that I will take a photo with, I will keep my arms dangling.
You will not be Richard Dawson?
There will be no. That's not. You can't. He used to kiss the contestants on Family Feud.
And the women.
No, Al, now, to not have any issues, do you notice that when a woman comes up to you, she wants to take your picture, right?
Yeah.
Do you drape your arm around her?
No.
No, you don't?
I didn't before either.
No. Al's a bit of a germaphobe.
Yeah, he is. He does not want that at all.
So you got the photo could be a problem now.
Howie
be
Mandel
careful.
It's a pain.
Be careful with the photo.
You're right. I mean, there's a picture I have of Gabe Kapler and Keith Jones, and Gabe is a little close.
Gabe Kapler believed in he was I didn't know that I was uncomfortable with that as well.
He likes to connect.
All right. Anyway, let me give you a couple of things to ponder from Mr. AJ Brown. Now, I did some independent statistical research yesterday.
Okay.
How great is that?
Google.
I felt for a fleeting moment like Ruben Frank of NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Really?
Because this has not been reported at all, but I wanted to research A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown has played 53 games in his National Football League career. In the first 51 games, do you know how many fumbles he lost? in his entire 51 games, mostly with the Titans?
Four?
One.
One, really?
In the last two games as an Eagle, Rhea, how many fumbles did he lose?
Two.
How amazing is that? He is not a fumbler. Yeah.
Well, I will say this about him last week because I don't think we realized how sick he was.
Yeah.
He lost 7 pounds from his stomach and all this. He threw up so bad he popped a vessel, blood vessel in his eye.
Yeah, he was ill.
Yeah.
But in the moment when he's fumbling.
I was not happy.
And then they ran it back like 60 or 70 yards. It was a nightmare of a play. Well, guess what? And this is probably a safe prediction. A.J. Brown will emerge from his funk he's been in against his former team.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was asked about it, and they said to him, A.J., you're facing the team that discarded you. Ow. He's 24 when they traded him.
They're still mad down there.
No, they're still mad because he's a hell of a football player. He's in a little bit of a funk right now. Here's what he said about what it means facing his old team.
I mean, of course, it means a lot, but I got to be professional about it and keep my emotions down. And just play, like I said, after the game, my job this week is just trying to be as consistent as possible. So regardless of who's playing, that's my focus.
And he was talking about the fans because there may be a perception he forced his way out of town. He wanted to get paid. And they said, we don't want to pay him all the money he's going to want. So they traded him and got rooked in the deal. Oh. All right, they got rooked in the deal. But he said that the Titan fans, some like him, some don't.
I'm pretty sure some people that still love me, and I'm pretty sure it's a lot of people that, hate my guts. But however it happens or whatever happens, I'm just going to be, excited for another opportunity.
Marcus, you think like a columnist for good reason. You are one, a damn good one. If you're doing this game Sunday, is he a potential column to see how he responds to the fact that the team that traded him, he is now facing?
You know, the best thinker at our paper at the Enquirer is Mike Sielski. Mm. He already did a column.
Oh!
He did a column off last game.
Wow.
A.J. Brown. And so certainly it will be a subject that's readdressed.
Do you think that he will be inspired to face his old team?
Yeah, 10 and 120 with a touchdown, yeah.
Right? Honestly.
Absolutely.
Al, he has had two games of over 150 yards.
Yeah.
And he has had two games with 7 yards and 32 yards.
Well, if you remember, like three games ago, he came out of a cut limping and came out of the game.
And that
and he hasn't been the same since.
You're right. You're right. Hopefully he will heal, his stomach will feel better, and he will take it out on his old team.
And his eye.
And his eye. He's got, this stuff, man. These guys get a lot of problems now. John's here from Philly. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are we all doing today?
We're good, John. We're 10-1.
We are 10-1, but I do have some concerns about this upcoming game this week. And my major concerns with this week's game is we've had a problem that has popped up on several occasions this year with the Eagles and their tackling, so that could really be an issue. In the last few weeks with our ball control, I mean, if we don't protect the ball this week and Tennessee is able to run on us, our offensive opportunities are going to be limited. So, I mean, these are things that concern me.
No, if those two things happen, they will lose the game. Because you do not want to give this team that can control the ball as well as they can the ball more times than they should get it. You're 100% right. But, John, here's what I'm thinking. A.J. Brown and that theme is going to help them because they want to defend the honor of their teammate. And he does bear a grudge. Don't think he doesn't. He was 3 years into a career. He was settled in that city, and all of a sudden they traded him. Yeah, I think the Eagles will want to fight for him, too.
No, absolutely. A.J. Brown's going to want to fight for himself and show them that they made a mistake. I mean, listen, this guy, I'm not really concerned as much about his ball control because of what he's been going through the last couple weeks.
Yep.
But I really expect him to have a huge game. And, I mean, don't think that athletes don't hold a grudge when something like when they feel like they – deserve something that they didn't get or they were mistreated, they come back and they want to prove that the other team made a mistake, and I think that's what we're going to get this week, or at least I hope that's what we're going to get this week.
Marcus, what were your numbers again? 10-160? Something like that?
I think 10-120 and a touchdown.
Ooh, I'll take it. Yeah. Where do I sign? Love it. John, you can be in the NovaCare suite with all the most brilliant doctors in the world at NovaCare, and all you need to do is tell me somebody you would spend $100 to take a photo with.
The Phillies fanatic.
Oh.
I think you could get that for cheaper. I'm just saying. Tamika's up next. Hi, Tamika.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm not that good. I kind of want to punch someone in the face just like Kelsey wanted to do.
Okay. I'm with you. Wow. Okay. What do you want to say?
Okay. So I want to ask you guys, who do you have for your top five teams in the NFL right now? And then I'll give you my reason.
I'll tackle this.
In the face.
Top five.
Kansas City.
Eagles.
Dallas.
Bills.
Man, that's a no.
Some people have the Vikings up, which I don't buy.
The Niners are the new hot one.
Maybe the Niners.
All right, Tamika, that's a pretty good five. What do you think of that five?
So Stephen A. Smith, the Chiefs number one, the 49ers number two, the Cowboys number three, the Dolphins number four, and the Eagles number five.
No, he didn't.
Tamika, he's a hot take guy. He's going to get more attention.
I'm telling you, I said this yesterday. I'm looking at all this stuff. There's a lot of people in these power rankings, like it's college football. All of a sudden have Dallas ahead to get Philadelphia.
The Cowboys suck. Cowboys suck, Tamika. We're going to have a happy Christmas. They're going to lose. Cowboys are going to lose to the Eagles in their own building. And then they're going to all sing Deck the Halls.
I love it.
Tamika, you got a shot to be in that NovaCare thing. Who you spending $100 for a picture with?
Oh, yeah, this will be an early birthday gift to me. My birthday will be December 20th. I want to take a picture with Ray Dillinger.
Nice. He wouldn't charge
you. By the way, his the NFL film special, they keep giving him different dates.
I know it.
Just DVR it at FS1.
It's
Ray
tonight.
Dillinger. It's
tonight.
At 12:30? Okay,
well, it's technically tomorrow morning. 12:30. Just tape from 12:30 to 1 or something, and you'll get it. All right, Mike is up next. Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Mike,
are you there?
Mike's off.
All right, Mike is a Cowboy fan. And I want to say, I was squeezing him into the segment. You know why, Al? Because I wanted people to understand what a bunch of losers Cowboy fans are.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy couldn't hold for 10 minutes. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you why, Al. Because he is not true to his convictions. He knows, as well as I do, that his team's going to get kicked in the keister on Christmas Eve. Beautiful.
Excellent alliteration.
Thank you. I do it for a living. 215-592-9494. And Mike, if you call back, don't bother. I'm not putting you on. You're a loser. When we return, Al, I'm going to make some enemies here, but I just got to be honest with you about this whole damn World Cup thing. It sucks. WIP Sports Time, 835.
Blunt, yes.
No, it sucks. All right, now 8:41 is your time. Now, if you would like to consult the WIP Morning Show Twitter account right now, you will see on it a photograph that some guy sent to me, Al, a big World Cup fan.
Right.
Who had the game on, and then he was called away, and he walked away, and while he was gone, his dogs jumped on his couch.
Yep.
Two fine canines.
Yeah.
And they sprawled out on the couch and soon fell sound asleep watching the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to picture me on Tuesday afternoon,
no,
you might want to. Remove the dogs from the picture and place an old man lying down, sound asleep.
Nice. Yeah.
The World Cup is the most overrated sports event I have ever encountered. I don't understand it. The more I try, and now you got to give me some credit for trying.
What happened?
All right. Well, I watched the game against England.
Okay.
And that was, it was over 100 minutes with all that injury time or whatever they do, the extra time. Right. So I watched that, and everybody was thrilled. The final score was 0-0.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, well, all right, that's not a normal game. I'll get to see some action. So I had 2:00 Tuesday. What am I doing? So I lie down on the couch. And I'm watching the thing, and I do see the first goal.
Nice.
And I'm going, this is good. They went to halftime. I hung in. Early in the second half, I was out. I fell asleep. I don't sleep in front of the TV. But now I'm going to take a risk here.
Right.
Because I know a lot of people that are listening are in their cars and they don't want to get drowsy. But I want you to hear what put me to sleep and those dogs. Same thing. All right, just Joe, play a little bit of this is the World Cup.
Cameron Carter-Vickers, one of the two changes to the lineup. Making his World Cup debut with the back. And here he is again.
Your eyes are getting heavy. I'm losing Rhea right now.
I can see.
Listen, that's from the crowd, I think, that noise.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
No, it's kind of like a noise machine.
Those things are gone. Right?
Sargent also back in the starting lineup tonight.
Oh, wow.
Adams picks it up from Robinson.
Oh. Oh.
The United States using the ball well right now. And
we're using
quick
one-touch
the ball passing,
well.
Shifting. You've got wingers coming inside.
What are they doing?
Because of the domination with the ball. Patience is going to be a word you'll talk a lot about.
Patience, my ass. Patience. All it is patience.
Mm-hmm.
The final score was 1-0. So I tabulated it out. Over 200 minutes of soccer action or inaction for one goal. One. No. No, 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 no. Marcus, this thing stinks. Tell him.
No, I like soccer.
Come
I played
on.
Soccer. My kids played soccer.
When
the Women's World Cup was going on, we DVR'd all the games and watched them as a family. If you know what you're watching, it's like being from Europe and watching baseball. If you don't know what you're watching,
yeah.
it's not fun. I watched the entire men's game, and yeah, it wasn't perfect soccer, especially in the second half, but it's hard to do, and it can be entertaining. I mean, maybe you had COVID. Maybe that's why you passed out.
I found out later in the day my wife had COVID. Your wife had COVID.
Maybe you gave it to her.
No, maybe your wife got it watching the soccer.
You think it's communicable that
both
way?
Both our wives have it, Alan. They don't even know each other.
That's true.
That's what you think.
They probably commiserate.
All I can tell you is, Al, this thing stinks to high heaven. It's awful. And anybody that doesn't is bamboozling their own brain. And I'm sorry. I know I'm alienating my own grandkids who, Al, they're living for it. They want Lionel Messi jerseys. They don't want a Hurts jersey. They don't even want a Saquon Barkley jersey or their Giants fans. They want a Messi jersey.
Well, get it for them.
No.
No, don't. Well, why wouldn't you?
Because every time they walk in, I'll fall asleep.
Bamboozling.
You're gonna anyway.
Brains.
Is that boring?
Let me make it clear to you: you're retiring and you're a grandpa. You will be falling asleep every time they come
really?
Over.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound like progress here. All I'm saying is, I don't. Rhea, did you try it? I mean, I
did. And
come
see,
on.
Marcus made the best point because. I don't know what's going on. So I'm just, you know, but I only watched like the last hour. But I remember I could never understand lacrosse or field hockey, but I had to cover it when I was at Temple News because that's what they gave you. Once I learned it, then I appreciated it.
I attempted to learn it by myself.
in an hour?
And I was... I
blame the teacher.
Peter's up from... Peter's from Wales. Hi, Peter.
Wales.
Which Angelo. Way?
Peter, this thing stinks. It stinks, Pete. It's awful.
Angelo, you play a sport that I've been to, and you ask us to stand up in the seventh inning to stretch.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm asleep, don't wake me up.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, Pete.
And I think your wife is faking COVID. So she can be prepared for when you're home every day.
Peter, that may be true. That may be true.
She's just finding places to hide.
She has isolated herself out. I am having no contact with her, whatever, and she seems pleased with
the
arrangement.
She's going to have a lot of COVID after February.
This may become long COVID.
Yeah.
All right, Peter, but here's the thing. Peter, all right, I'm not here to tell you I understand all the whys and the wherefores. You can't watch 200 minutes of a sports event and see one goal. It's not entertaining.
Angelo, if the Phillies win by one run, who wins?
Well, if it's 1-0, I'm probably bitching. If it's 5-4, that's exciting.
You can turn a baseball game on at the start of the game and go and turn the TV off and then come back to the at the end of the game.
You know what, Peter?
I really haven't missed anything.
Here's the thing, Peter. I'm not here to defend baseball. I've been ripping it all year. Here's what I want to say, though. The best thing about the World Cup to me, as somebody who is not a big soccer fan, is the fan reaction to stuff. The life and death looks on their faces. That is, and then I'm watching a game and I'm going, what the hell are they watching? It's not, why aren't they sleeping like I am? But they're oh my God, Peter, it's life and death for these people.
Right. The commentating on Fox is horrible. It's
Is that horrible? Maybe it's bad commentating.
Oh, how are you going to commentate this? To us, nothing's happening.
I know. That's what it's coming across.
But there is stuff happening. It's over my head.
It's over your head? You can't learn it?
I don't want to. Although, well, no, that's the honest to God truth. But I will tell you, I watched all the women because I knew who they were.
Right.
That's true.
I don't know these guys. And one's this true logo. The guy's from Hershey that scores a goal. A kid from Medford takes his place. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and the national team has done a horrible job. Yeah. There are lots of interesting personalities and accomplished players, talented players, the most talented team ever, and really young. So you're going to have two or three appearances. And they've done a terrible job at personalizing these guys.
All right. Now that makes sense. Peter, I want you at the Eagles game so you can see a real sports event. Give me somebody you would take a photo with for $100.
Well, I'm trying to figure out Mr. Hayes there. I'm going to go with Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, he's in
That's
it now,
a pretty
boy.
Good one.
Oh, he's in a huge fight with
with Mickelson and Norman and
Yeah, it's the LIV thing is back again. How they're fighting
ugly.
Now.
It's ugly.
It's ugly. Ugly is fun.
Don't
in
you
golf.
Love when billionaires and millionaires are fighting with each other?
It's nice.
All right, but I'm going to I mean this.
Yeah.
This I'm ready to say this and I mean it. Because there isn't a more boring American sport than golf.
Don't tell that to Marcus.
I find it more interesting to watch than soccer.
Really?
You hit the ball, you walk, you hit the ball again, we wait for it to go in the hole. I understand the game.
And the commentators are better.
They are better.
But I will say, on a Saturday afternoon, there's nothing better to sleep to.
Oh, you are so right. You can't stay awake for two-hour golf coverage in the middle of a Saturday
or
Sunday.
I know the names of the caddies.
Let's go next to Mike in Maple Shade. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you? And I'm not that Mike that didn't hang on.
Believe that was a Cowboy fan, and like most Cowboy fans, he's gutless.
Gutless. I agree. Angelo, I was going to talk about the defense, but now that you brought up soccer, I have the perfect idea. You know how the Manning brothers do the commentary about the games on the nights?
Yes.
We should have you and somebody else just talk about soccer, complaining the whole time about how the game stinks.
Yeah. It would be entertaining for about 5 minutes, and then you would go, does this guy ever shut up? It wouldn't work because the more I watch it, the more frustrated I get because nothing's happening. And apparently there's a lot of tactics that I'm not picking up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't figure that out. The ball stays in the middle a lot, Al.
I guess. I
mean, at least in hockey, right, which I'm not going to say I totally understand either. There's lots of shots on goal and stuff like that.
Yeah, there aren't enough shots on goal for me and stuff.
I need more going on.
But when I watched that Union game, that when they got knocked out.
That was great.
That was crazy.
That's when I thought I was going to like soccer.
Oh, that was awesome. That was just great.
It's kind of like watching dance, too. A lot of what of what you appreciate is how hard it is to do the things they do. And with the advent of HDTV and gigantic screens, what's yours, 84 inches or something like that?
82 inches.
82 inches.
Oh, yes, it is.
Compensation TV. It's ever since the advent of HDTV and gigantic screens, it's way better to watch.
It is better.
You really appreciate the grace and the physical demands of soccer.
Well, maybe I just need a bigger screen. I need 110 inch.
It's more like an eighth grade dance, though, where, you know, their shoulder apart, though.
Yeah. Anyway, Mike Eagles, let's talk some birds. What are you feeling?
Dude, I am so excited that our defensive line is formidable. You know, the NFL sets up the schedule to let you know what your weaknesses are. So now we're in a part where we got to correct the run. So the next couple games is, hey, guys, fix the run for the championship. This is why they set up the schedule.
And fix special teams too, Mike. G-Cobb was out early. G-Cobb was great. He said basically what he's seeing is a lack of effort. They're not fighting off the blocks. They're not determined. When you're on special teams, you're trying to get to the regular, you know, one of the two top units, the offense or the defense. And he said, these guys are not doing that. Well, that's coaching too to me.
Yeah, I agree. 100% agree. You know, maybe Jenkins will come back and help like he did before on the line. Oh, that would be great.
I got to play it. I wasn't here for that. I'm very excited about the idea of Malcolm Jenkins coming back. Mike, give me somebody you would pay $100 for a photo.
Without a doubt, Kelce in his mummer's outfit.
Oh, nice. Put it down. In the mummer's out. All right. I just want to, because I wasn't, this excites me. What?
We already had a Kelce.
All right, this is Kelce in the mummers. The other's Kelce in his uniform.
The other's the normal Kelce.
So you like Kelce on the toilet next?
All right, listen, it's not that complicated.
You know how many Kelce in his mummers thing people have pictures of from the parade?
I'll bet. All right, anyway, I want to play this because, Al, this seems like a great solution to a significant problem. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's out probably a month, right?
Yeah, at least.
Lacerated kidney?
Yeah.
That sounds horrible. And you got a guy who was playing last year who said he's still in great shape and is a damn good player at that position. Bring back Malcolm Jenkins. Here's what he said about it.
I can still play. I'm still in shape. I'm still working out. You know, it's not far-fetched. I'm still in it. But, you know, it is. I do enjoy my seat of watching as a fan. But I could definitely, you know, I could come in for a stretch.
Oh, Rhea, yes or no?
Oh, yes.
Al, yes or no?
Why not?
Marcus, yes or no?
Yes, but he's not going to be on special teams.
No.
But he did play special teams when he was here, didn't he?
Did. Yeah. I think those days are maybe effective. It's gone.
Well, could he at least yell at the guys?
He could probably coach them up better than the coach.
Yeah,
I'll bet he could. I'll bet he could. We're all in the yes category. 215-592-9494. Now, Al, this is going to be fun coming up because we had Seth Jordan on Monday. And he indicated to us that for once he had to defer to another co-host after a game. They were doing the Eagles game last Sunday night. And Derek Gunn, Jonathan Gannon's name came up. And apparently Derek Gunn needed to be
sedated.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.